Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having cabin fever. The number to call, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and click in chat. Click on chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our many wonderful affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser and type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom and click on that, and then click chat and go. That is the only chat room we check, folks. I know some of our many wonderful affiliates have their own chat room, but there's only one Pip Helix, and she does not have eight arms like an octopus, so she only works in our chat room.
I tried doing that kind of crazy multitasking, and I was just not having any ability to pay attention to the show, all the chats.
No. You're good at what you do, and we don't want to add anything more to it. That's Pip Helix.
No, she does a great job. I was running the chat last week.
Thank you.
With one hand. The other one was on the phone.
Yeah, we don't want to know where the other one was.
No, it was on the keyboard, so thank you for being patient with me last week.
And that's Joe Curry. I know.
Hi. How you doing? I know. Good.
Thanks for covering it for me.
Yeah,
no problem. You guys are quite the dynamic duo.
Your host together, too.
Well, I'm trying to talk and do the intro, but you're stepping over it, so yes, everybody's
here. It's called spontaneity.
We like to do that.
What?
Step over your intro.
No.
It's called spontaneity.
Yeah, there's no place for that here. What do you think? This is live? Joe, read your lines, and that's the end of it. Poorly written lines. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Gang is all here. In between snowstorms, got a fun show for you tonight. We're going to do some God or Lover.
Yes.
I haven't played that game in a while. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl, and we got tons of scammery stuff to do. Tons of scammery stuff. We'll visit our friends in Africa, and we'll see what our favorite nut job Ann Jackson is up to.
I thought for a second when you were saying that meant that we were going to like do phony phone calls tonight or something. We got lots of scammery stuff to do.
Yes. We'll be calling Nigeria.
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Ugh.
Is your refrigerator running?
All right, Bart Simpson. Really? Stupid.
Okay. I know.
All right. So when Joe walked into my house, his eyes bugged out because my house is an utter disarray.
I felt right at home.
Yeah, you did. I can't. Here's what's going on. First of all, the carpeting, because everybody knows my water heater broke.
Yeah.
Going on a month now.
Yeah.
Going on a month now.
But these things do take time.
Yeah, but I don't have time. but I've been very patient up until this point. I have.
Okay.
But it's been going on a month now. The painting is done, and I'll explain what happened there. The carpeting was supposed to come in on Tuesday. I'll explain what happened there. But, there's not a lot of living space in the house. We've kind of outgrown the house to begin with, which is why we were starting to get the house in order. We were cleaning out the basement before this all happened to put the house up for sale so we can move. That was the plan. And then the water heater had a different plan and ruined the basement. So we got this huge pod in our store, which is a storage unit, in our driveway, which is fine because you could put two cars in our driveway when there's no pod. It hadn't snowed all winter, so parking on the street really wasn't an issue. Then as soon as we put the pod in there, we get snowstorm after snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
And parking is a bitch. Holy smoke.
You ain't seen nothing yet, brother. So let me...
I just went head first into a snowbank, and I figured, I guess I'm done parking.
So let me get into this. So what was it? Monday? Was it Monday last week that the... No, it was...
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday that the alleged blizzard was supposed to hit.
Yes.
Now also on Tuesday, we were supposed to have this big snowstorm. Joe got it. Because he bitched.
Yeah,
I got
some too.
So nature's like, you know what, stupid? You got a lot to say on Facebook? Here you go. Everybody else, you're fine. You thought nobody was listening to you when you complained. We are. Here's a foot and a half just for you, stupid. Enjoy.
Oh, that sounds like a bit much.
I mocked Joe and said, it's not like nature's just listening to you. You just happen to be, you know, the extra, you just happen to be the hooker and the bukkake that gets a little backsplash. You know, you just happen to be there, Joe. It's not about you. Little did I know,
right?
It really was about Joe. Joe was a central character in the snowstorm bukkake.
Oh.
Well, what the problem was is that everybody was saying, oh, the blizzard is a bust. Because everything revolves around New York City. New York City got any...
You're part of New York City. Technically.
No, I'm not.
Well, Long Island is part of the city. It's a borough.
However, no, it's not a borough. It's not
a borough.
It's not a borough.
Isn't it a borough?
It is a county.
No, there's two counties in Long Island.
Yeah, one is Nassau, one is Suffolk. I live in Suffolk County.
Wait, there's five boroughs. There's Staten Island, Bronx, Brooklyn.
There's another borough. He's sitting right here. He's a jackass.
That's stupid.
But wait a second. I'm confused, too. They're Manhattan, Staten Island, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx. Oh. That's the five.
I guess Long Island's like kind of like part of Queens?
No, it was. Part of Nassau. It's Nassau County and it's Suffolk County.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, like Rockland and Orange are part of, you know, upstate New York, but I mean Westchester is the next county after the Bronx and Suffolk and Nassau off of Queens.
Right, so you wouldn't call Westchester the Bronx because it's not a borough.
Right.
So I live in Nassau, you know, Suffolk County. So what they were saying was, is because everything revolves around New York City,
yeah.
They were saying, well, it's a bus, we only got 8 inches. Not realizing that 30 miles to the east,
yeah.
We're getting pounded. I mean, with a foot and a half to 2 feet out on Montrose.
Is that the first time you took a foot and a half?
Yeah, he was getting pounded by a foot. Ooh.
It's like open mic radio tonight. All right. Anyway.
Well, you're here.
But, you know, so it was very bad. We were supposed to get a lot more, but what happened was around 5 o'clock that night, the storm kind of stopped and veered to the north or something like that. So it wasn't as bad. That's what made it not a blizzard.
Right.
Because it just veered a little bit where it wasn't.
Well, that wasn't the point of this. We kind of covered the snowstorm last week when you guys couldn't make it because of the snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we're not part of the bird expedition. Anyway.
No, I'm sorry we're not used to all your aviary terms.
The bird expedition was the one that discovered the North Pole.
Okay.
So I'm saying that we're not part of the bird expedition is because the bird expedition was used to a lot of snow. They had dog sleds, you know, with a mush team and wore big furry coats.
Yeah.
And had snowshoes.
Yeah, we're familiar.
To get around the snow. Okay, just want to make you all quite aware. All right, continue.
Okay.
I need
thanks,
to wait, know
thanks, Wikipedia. Appreciate that. It's not open mic radio. Apparently, it's Wikipedia radio. Joe's I have a reference nobody's going
to
get.
Actually, Tom said, welcome to Burrow Chat. Yeah.
So, the family was here with me on Tuesday.
Right.
Because of the blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid was sick.
Yeah.
The family,
lovely.
Today was the first fucking day they left. I love my family. I've been trapped with them between snowstorms and school and her being sick. We've all been stuck here and I love my family, but I'm a loner.
Mm-hmm.
I need, there's no place and there's no place for me to go.
Because
my basement, the basement gone.
Right.
That TV, you know, the TV works fine, but it's not hooked up to anything right now. It's gone. So, you know, there's limited place as it is. So during the day, they're upstairs watching TV because my daughter's sick. My wife's working up there and everything. Normally during the day, I'll work all day down here. Then I'll take like a 15-20 minute break for lunch and I'll watch like a little bit of TV for 15 or 20 minutes. Maybe around 3 o'clock, I'll go upstairs again and like close my eyes for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that just helps me. Recharge. It helps me get through the day.
Right.
Can't do that. And it's not their fault. But there's no place to go. And then on Thursday, we got the guy painting downstairs. We got the guy in here fixing the dining room table because the table had issues. The chair that Joe's sitting on was broken and there were scratches.
The table had issues.
It really thinks it's a couch.
When it goes to the psychiatrist, who did it go lie on?
I always wanted to be a couch.
Lies on a love seat.
I couldn't read, but I ought to be a table.
But no, here's what's going on. So I got the paint fumes downstairs. I got the awful fumes that he's using for a shellac down here. I'm in the kitchen because there's no place else to sit. I'm like, there's no place to fucking go. There's no place to hide anymore. And yesterday I just lost it. I'm like, because yesterday, again, they cancel school or something? What was yesterday?
Yeah, because it was snowing again.
Yeah, they canceled school yesterday.
So
and
hard.
Today, a delayed opening. So the wife is home again yesterday. Today, it's a horrible statement. I'm like, get the fuck out of my house.
Well, Lisa is saying, oh, poor Davin. And Tom says, oh, no, the poor comedian had to interact with his family. Boo fucking
hell. But no, but here's the thing. Part of being a comic is you do get your own time. You go on the road. I've always said I'm part loner.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the car by myself. I don't mind those drives.
I need
alone
time, too. I get that.
Yeah, I mean, people are like, oh, how could you drive a couple hours? Like, oh, that's fine.
I'm a loner, too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, like, when you come home from gigs, do you call other comics and stuff like that?
No, I have no friends.
Okay.
I used to. No. I
don't do that. I, you know, a lot of the guys will do that. Hey, I love all the guys and stuff like that, but you isolate that.
But yeah, especially in the same conversation where you're getting pounded by 12
I just
inches.
Like when I get done with a gig and I have a 2-3 hour ride home, I like to turn on XM radio, listen to classic radio, like the old time radio thing. You got a lot of cool stories on there, shows on there.
Yeah.
And I'll just chill and listen to that coming home. Yeah, I don't want to talk to anybody, coming home from a gig and stuff like that.
Here is what my alone time is now.
Yeah.
Shoveling. Partly. I mean, because the wife helps. I mean, she uses the snow thrower, which for the first time ever actually worked.
Oh my God.
So, but now because I got the stupid pod in the driveway, I gotta park up around the corner, up the block, up hills and everything. I gotta dig that out after we dig this out. My asshole new neighbors. Because we had the great neighbor, but he moved away, so he's renting out the house to young guys and everything. Oh no, they're friends of my son; they're gonna be fine. Yeah, apparently the neighborhood thinks they're selling drugs out of there.
Next door?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. I smell weed a lot.
Wait a
minute. How to sidestep what that was when my daughter asked.
You mean the guy?
Oh. That's a horrible roast, honey. Paid no attention to that.
But it makes me feel good.
Yeah. Come on, we're not playing outside anymore. Yeah, get right inside. Right. Don't need my 8-year-old having a contact high.
Hey, I'm hungry. Can I have some Twinkies?
So the...
As he's showing his hand in the
house. Hey, you know what's the first thing that happened when I walked in the house tonight? The first thing that happened when I walk in the house tonight is she greets me handing me a cheese doodle to eat.
Yeah, it's infected us.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
And she called you man.
Hey, man.
Now, here's the thing of this side of the road. I have complained on old shows how they plow in this side of the road.
Yeah. Right?
Especially my house.
Yeah.
There's ways to make it better, like don't park in the street. The assholes next door, they got the stupid tuchus of their car, the ass of their car hanging out. So the snow plow, once again, makes a wide berth. So now I'm plowed in from my stairs to the goddamn middle of the street. Cause these fucking drug addict potheads next door won't park around the corner. It's fucking ridiculous. The other day I come home from a gig and I had a knock on their stupid doors. They're having a party. Because one of them is parked in front of my house.
Oh
in
my
front
God.
Of my
job.
Really stupid. You thought that was going to fly. And meanwhile, I'm trapped inside with my family and I have to be nice. And it only works for so long.
The tuchus of the car.
The tuchus of the car.
It's like bad parking in Boca.
There's plenty of parking in Boca, Joe. That's what makes it Boca. It's a lovely place to retire to.
Wait a minute.
Yes, that too, Joe. This conversation would not be happening if I was in Boca. So you look around here. And Joe walks into the house, his eyes bugged out, because there's no place to put shit. Because all the stuff that was in the basement is in the pod, except for the stuff that we don't want in the pod, because it's a little bit more delicate.
Yeah. So much so that the cat box is in the bathroom. Now everybody shits in there.
Yes.
But that's another thing. Nobody wants to go in the bathroom with the cat box.
A lot of people's homes have the cat box in the bathroom.
And they're wrong.
But when the cat box takes up most of the bathroom.
It's a small bathroom. It's a half bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not a big bathroom. The cat box, the litter, listen, the cats aren't happy either.
I was peeing the cat box because it's just easier.
I thought about it.
Well, help yourselves.
Yeah.
I don't clean it up.
Oh, man.
No, but the cats are pissed off. We got a perfectly lovely basement that is waiting for carpet. Why isn't there carpet down here? And Tom was very apathetic to this. Very empathetic. Excuse me. Okay. Not apathetic. Empathetic. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Because I bitched. Well, I didn't really bitch. I was just like, oh, the guy's canceled for delivering the carpet on Tuesday. And Tom had a very good point. Well, you tell him I just drove from New Jersey through Wisconsin. There's no excuse for not being there. He said an uncarpeted den is inexcusable. The man had a point.
He does have a point.
Get you. The wife's like, yeah, but then they'll ruin it. You know, when they're putting it, I don't fucking care. I don't care if it looks like a shit stain's on the middle of it. I want a carpet. I want the pot out of my thing. Then she's like, well, we're probably going to have to shovel the pot out so they can remove it. Fuck. There's a lot of snow there.
And there's more coming.
Yeah. Yes. When's it supposed to come? On Thursday, when the carpet's supposed to be put in.
Is it snow Thursday?
Yes, yeah. Joe. And again on Monday.
I run the jet stream.
Well, you seem to have a relationship with Mother Nature, as we mentioned earlier.
Will you get in the wheel and pedal faster to blow it out in a different direction?
There's no play. And last night, I just had it. There's no place for me to go. Like now, I usually sit here when I do my work. Like when I'm working on the computer and everything, I sit where Joe's sitting at the head of the table.
Yeah.
Now I sit where I do for when I do the show, which is kind of out of the way, just because I don't want to be in anybody's way.
Right.
There's no place to go.
Yeah.
I was so happy when that kid was on that bus today, and the bus was late. I'm like, really? Really? Get your ass here.
He's counting the nanoseconds.
You know the route. The wife goes out the door. It's like, thank fucking God. 5 hours of peace and quiet. And they are lovely people.
They are.
I've grown to love them.
Well, you know what? Is that sort of like the backwards Stockholm syndrome? You've kept them here captive long enough that you've grown to love them?
But no, here's the thing. Like, we're all trapped in here for like a week, and we don't even have the normal space. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because it's all cluttered, and it's...
Which I find very stressful.
Yeah, because clutter is stressful.
I find clutter very... I'm finding noise very stressful. Like, before the show, I update... I let people know on Facebook and various places that where the show is going to start in a little while. Normally, anything could go on around me. I'm fine. Pip is talking on the phone, and it's like fucking nails on a chalkboard to me. I'm just like, yes, that's the proper reaction, Joe. Yeah. Why? But I'm just so much... I fucking had it.
I was it in the hallway.
No, that was the second time.
Yeah.
And I was pleased.
Yeah, well, the first time, well, like, I had to talk. It was work stuff, and I was like, I had it.
It's not your fault. I'm not saying you would have to take... But that, I'm so much on edge now.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting on edge over nonsense.
Yeah.
But I felt bad yesterday because I had it with my family. You know, I was like, because there's no fucking place to go. This isn't a big house to begin with. But you'll walk, there's boxes in the living room. You know, there's stuff upstairs. There's one damn television and everything.
Tom has a really good point. He says, really? You couldn't go and visit your wonderful sponsors? Could have gone to Goldberg's.
It was snowing out, stupid.
Oh, that's true.
They can't deliver carpet. They're going to deliver bagels?
You never know.
I did visit Goldberg's today.
Oh.
And I visited them last week, but you know,
fine.
But that's the thing. If you have like a job outside of the house,
yeah,
you can go to that job.
Right.
You know, so I was working over the weekend. So Saturday I actually slept over at the hotel and the club. Friday I did not because we had more stuff to do and everything. But like when you go to work, you can escape.
Yes.
Whatever stress. I work here.
Yeah.
And the wife is working here, which is fine. She has a right and everything. But, you know, between her work, the kid's sick, they're upstairs, there's no place to decompress. So, like, normally when I would, like, I just need my 15, 20 minutes to eat my lunch, recalibrate, and get back, there's no place to go. So I just sit on the computer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I sit at my desk on the computer when I'm eating lunch, and because I'm there, because there's no place for me to go, most people live local, and they go home for lunch, and I'm the only idiot that's sitting there, especially in the winter. There's no place for me to go. So I eat my lunch in front of the damn computer, and I look at, like, garbage just to distract myself. But people come in, and I'm shoving a tuna fish sandwich in my face, and they're like, oh, well, here, I got these papers, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
so it's the worst. It's the worst
time.
Yeah, but it's the worst thing to do. Because the same thing happened to my wife.
I never lunched on that
way. Yeah, exactly. My wife would, like, work in her office and everything, and people pile on stuff. It's like, well, it's on my lunch. I'm like, yeah, nobody gives a shit if you're sitting there.
No,
if you're sitting there, they take it to mean you're on call.
Well, that's what happens with me. Sometimes I have to do, you know, go online, do something for the show or something like that during my lunch hour.
Yeah.
I hate it because if I'm trying, you know, if David goes, well, I need to listen to this. And I'm trying to listen to it. And meanwhile, I got the warehouse go, the skid came in damaged. You know, and I'm like, well, I'm on lunch. Well, we need the guys outside. And I'm like, shit, if I was sitting, I usually sit, there's another area that I usually sit there at lunch.
Yeah.
At the other salesman's, one of the salesman's tables, outside salesman's tables, because those guys are already out on the road by then.
Right.
And I'll do what I need to do there. I don't sit in the lunchroom because everybody's in the lunchroom if I'm trying to do stuff in there. So what's
They're
going
like,
on?
They're like, blah, 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 yeah.
So I, you know, so I stay out of there. But usually sometimes I'll sit in my car. But, it's been rough because I've been doing some stuff in my house and stuff at the show and stuff for comedy where I've had to sit at my desk for the past week, you know, a couple of days. And it's constant interruption.
It's mind-boggling. See, here's the thing. I have trouble concentrating at my day job because it's kind of like an open door policy. Everybody's in and out of my office and there's stuff that I need to like hunker down and I need to be able to think without having an interruption like literally every 10 minutes, 8 minutes. Like there's just no, the phone, people in my face, emails coming in. It's crazy.
It's like my job.
People say, well, you should close your door. Like, take like one day a month and close your door, and that's the day you do your stuff. But there's somebody in the office right outside my door, and people can go into her office, and I hear them standing literally on the other side of my door going, oh, but I came to see Pip and, you know, I have this problem and I hear the other person struggling to solve it. And it's like, I'm just going to open the fucking door and deal with it because it's just going to be worse.
It's a little bit different, but it's kind of the same thing. Like, I work from home and I'm a comic. So apparently my mom thinks like during the day I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
Cause she'll like call me. I'm like, what? It's like, is that any way to answer the phone? It's like, yes, because I'm working. I don't have time to chit-chat.
You're watching your stories.
No, but she thinks, and it's not her fault, because she's bored, I guess. But yeah. She thinks I'm sitting here doing nothing. It's like, no, I'm trying to get shit done.
But she doesn't understand. But, you know, working from home is a problem that way. You have to keep hours and you have to close the door.
That's the other thing. I don't keep hours. I'm constantly working, which is a problem, which annoys my wife, and she's right.
Yeah.
She's right. But, thank God they're not here right now. They're coming back,
this?
Though.
Where'd you send them?
Well, the kids got softball.
It's snow. How are they going to play in the snow?
Inside, Joe. It's a gym.
I know. It was softball.
Oh. Open mic radio.
You can literally think he was asking, are they going to go out in the snow in the dark and play softball?
Yeah, but it wasn't like the type of sarcasm that's funny.
It was.
Yeah. You've just been grouching because you've been inside so long.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're not making it better.
Really bad.
But yeah, I mean, I, you know, it's gotten to the point clutter stresses me out.
Clutter is very stressful.
Can't take it. Oh, thank God.
All right, so look, when are they coming with the coffee?
Well, here's the thing. I said this. On Thursday, they're supposed to come. They couldn't come today because they had an appointment. They can't come tomorrow because they have an appointment. Tomorrow, they're supposed to come, and it's supposed to fucking snow again.
You know
I don't
what?
Mind snow. I just mind it when it fucks up my life. like I get I live in the Northeast and I'm going to have to shovel shit. I get that.
You're watching like a video from Denver and it's showing snow there. It's pretty on the mountains.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. Because it's not like that at all. Because you bitch every time it snows. I accept that it's going to snow. I'm bitching because it's stopping the carpet and I got assholes living next door that's making the snow more of a problem than it needs to be.
I think you should go next door and have a couple of pokes.
Yeah, I think so too.
A couple of pokes?
All right, honest aside.
You mean tokes?
Yeah, tokes.
Well, you said pokes. I didn't
because
know.
Poke means the same thing.
I've never heard it called poke before.
I actually didn't know what you meant either. I thought you meant like poke them, like hit them.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Poke.
Oh, sorry, Joe. We're not the stoner you are. Right. Forgive us, you drug addict, you.
Oh, Lisa says clutter is underrated.
What?
Lisa says clutter
No, I understood.
Underrated.
I mean, I heard. I didn't understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Lisa's the type of gal that likes a gangbang. The more men, the better.
I'm still waiting for the objection.
Your vagina might object. Enough! We get it! Five cocks is more than we could fit in here.
At once, yes.
Take a number, fellas. It's like a deli.
See, in my house, it's clutter. I'm a clutter rat too. I mentioned it before. I have all my magazines,
yeah,
which I actually got to take care of and stuff like that. Now Joanne will complain. You know, you got to clean up your magazines and you know it's a mess and stuff like that. Joanne is a bigger clutter rat than I am. Half my living room is cluttered up with her shit.
Well, it's half hers.
You know what?
At least now.
She can't sit there and bitch at me when she's just as bad.
No.
Well, here's the thing.
I have an excuse. I'm constantly busy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got stand-up. I've got a band rehearsal. I've got, you know.
You got compound appearances?
I've got the radio show and stuff like that. So it's, you know, my wife comes home and she sits there and does. That's half the reason I'm getting divorced. She does nothing.
Well, there's another big part of the other half, though, Joe. That's only part of the reason.
Yeah. But she does.
I don't know if half is fair. Well, that's a pretty big fraction.
But she does nothing. And basically, I was telling my friend that when I get ready to move and clean out, she's not going to help me. She's not going to lift a finger.
No.
And you would think to get you out, she would.
You'd think so, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? My good friend is going through the same thing that her husband is. I mean, because they've got so much clutter. I mean, she's like, I'm not a neat freak. I've got stuff around. I mean, I haven't been over there, but she's like, I've got stuff around and it's not like it's all him, but he won't move a finger to move the stuff. Now they're getting divorced and the only way that they're going to get away from each other is to sell the house.
Yeah.
You know, similar
I'm in the same situation.
But he just sits there and watches television and he's delusional about like the elves that are going to come out at night and clean up this shit for him.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? And she She's getting resentful. Well, I'm not going to do it for him. And I'm like, honey.
Hire a company.
You're never going to get out of there if you're going to sit and fold your hands and say, I'm not doing it for you.
I'm sure they realize that on some level.
What I told Joanne was this. They're finally closing on her parents' house.
Oh.
They're finally settling the state. They're doing that next week. Matter of fact, I'm helping her move out of the parents' house, you know, the stuff out of the parents' house into storage on Saturday and Sunday.
That'll be fun.
That's
weekend.
That's very nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With three sister-in-laws, that I want to know why you're leaving my sister. You know?
I would tell your friend to keep clear that weekend. The text won't be as lovely as usual.
We have to look at my purse and see if I have anything for
friend,
you.
Friend, if you're listening, get out of town.
What? She's not happy.
No. She's not happy with what's going on next weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she doesn't really have a say at the moment.
But I understand.
But I told Joanne, when you're done with your parents' estate, we're moving on, and I need your help to get ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
And she just gave me a smile, like, and I'm like,
what the hell does that mean?
That means that I'm going to be doing everything myself again, like I have been for 18 years.
Lisa says, invest in a flamethrower.
Girl's smart. When she's not banging a bunch of cluttered cock, I'll tell you what, she's got a brain on her, that Lisa.
Well, Lisa knows what she's talking about.
She most certainly does. She's a renaissance woman.
Yeah. Something I don't know here.
What?
There's a lot of things you don't know. Here, there, everywhere.
But the whole banging, a lot of things with Lisa.
The clutter.
Oh, no, she was saying that she likes clutter. So
she said clutter was underrated, so I said, oh, she likes like a gangbang.
Oh, okay.
She likes lots of things at once.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
well, glad we could backtrack the show for you, Jeff.
No, I'm with Lisa. I mean, you know,
you like
the horde. Yeah, no, I wasn't going there, but I have nothing to do this weekend.
You walked into the house.
I have nothing to do this weekend.
But yeah, so yeah, this has got to end. And then, of course, my new shirts came today, and my wife's like, "Yeah, like we need another box."
I know.
And then Staples deliver. You see outside the
You should have got your carpet at Staples. It should have been in.
Yeah. You see outside, the recyclable thing is overflowing.
Yeah.
We got more of that. And then Staples, we got these runners for the chairs to go on, like the plastic runners.
Yeah.
You know, we got them. So I don't know if you guys saw when you walked in, there's this huge, long box, cardboard box outside for these two plastic runners that were delivered. It was in the house. I'm like, fuck it, it's going out. The wife's like, I don't know if they're going to take it. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Now, let me ask you.
I didn't even notice.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe a homeless person took it and made it as an add-on.
It's an ottoman.
Let me ask you a question. With all the clutter, it would be a good time now to start throwing stuff out that you don't want.
Gee, Joe, we never thought of that.
It sounded like you didn't.
No, it didn't. I said, look at those recyclables out there.
All right, I don't know if you're recycling, but
Elisa has. We have like five bags of shred stuff for
that.
You know, yes, we've gotten rid of a ton of stuff. We already started before this.
Yeah.
But, you know, with all the snow, the garbage pickup isn't coming regularly.
Yeah.
The recycling's delayed, and there's no place to put things.
It's really, the snow makes everything a real nuisance because it's just, you have to build extra time into your day.
And I'm not even a snow hater. I mean, I don't love shoveling, but I get it. I live here. I'm ready to move, but I live here. I get it. But when I got assholes because they parked their car in the middle of the street, their car is hanging out in the middle. Why doesn't the plow go, well, fuck this? Why, you know, wasn't it that, who's the bicyclist with one nut? Lance Johnson?
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong, that's it. Why does he pretend because Lance Armstrong, like, just sideswiped some people yesterday when he was riding his car or something, like, got in a car accident inside. Why doesn't the plow guy do that? Just fucking ram the shit out of those cars. You're not supposed to park in the middle of the street in a snow emergency.
Where are they supposed to park?
Around the corner, down the block. This place is where I parked. I parked around the corner. Fortunately, yesterday was a nice gentleman. I was almost done, but he came in with his snow blower because it was really compact and everything. Nice gentleman helped me, which was appreciated.
Wow, that's awesome.
That was great. But yeah, there's now maybe they don't know. But the thing is, they never know. They ask. Ask.
I just really don't like people being disrespectful of other people. They'll just like assume, oh, well, I'll just do this. No, don't just do that. That's why, you know, as a society, we've lost touch with a lot of like nice niceties. Yeah, we've broken down walls of stupidity too, but it's like we got rid
of.
Well,
we talked about people
being,
are ruder.
People are ruder and like just politeness
and, you know,
and
the,
decency
the
is
wife,
gone.
The wife has met the two fellows that actually live there. And she says they're nice. The problem is there's a cast of thousands in there.
Yeah.
It's like they're casting Cabaret in there. I don't know who the hell's coming in and out.
I have a big problem coming up. Basically, I'm used for 50 years living in a ranch house on an acre of land with nobody around me.
And now a basement with a show going on around 4 o'clock in the afternoon is going to be your home. The bar is open, but there might be other inconveniences.
But the fact of the matter is I'm going to be moving to a condo or an apartment. I'm not going to get another spot. I don't want another house. I've had enough of a house.
With all the maintenance and stuff like that.
But the problem is that there's going to be people right next to me, and I'm not a people person.
No.
And it's just like, I mean, I already had my neighbor across the street when she moved and introduced me. Hi, I'm here. Yeah, we get it. All right.
I heard about that from the ex.
Yeah.
How about a creepy art of the neighbors? That was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Back when the implosion wasn't inevitable.
Yeah, but you know what though? She is a bitch next door, and she's a
she's not the ray of sunshine you are.
No, well,
I swear, if you moved into my neighborhood,
scram! But I'm not a people. I keep
maybe myself. She's a bitch because you did on Hello.
My other neighbors don't like me because they tried to rope me into taking down a tree for like $600. They come banging on my door, Joe. Can we take the tree that's on the corner of our properties? And I'm like, yeah, sure, fine, I don't care. And they come by another 2 weeks later. Yeah, it's going to be $200 a piece. And I go get my chainsaw now as a lumberjack. No, you don't need to do that. Well, I'm not giving out $200. I'm not going to be throwing away.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Were you allowed on this tree to put the McClinton logo that you helped pay for? Because it was about the same cost. And at least the tree will, you'll get something out of a clear view.
The difference between the both was the tree I knew was absolute bullshit from the start.
I'll tell you what, can't fool Joe Curry with nature. Joe had prior experiences with trees. He knew how to repair, he knew how to remove trees.
Yes.
Joe did not have prior experience with band logos. He was in over his head.
Yeah, I was outvoted.
So now what happened? Is the tree still there?
Well, they cut that. They wound up. They told me, "All right, Joe, we'll pay for it." And I never saw the end. But basically, you know, during the snowstorm last week, they were all waving, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" They just walked past my house, and I'm shoveling, like giving them all dirty looks. Like,
well, you're not part of the community.
I'm not. I don't want to be.
They're like, "There's that son of a bitch who wouldn't go in on the tree."
Yeah. So I'm like, "You can all go to hell." As a matter of fact, if the plow ran you over, I'd sit and drink my coffee and watch.
You know what you're just reminding me of something. When I went to visit my
prick.
Yes.
That's
the smile.
I went to visit my friend because we were rehoming a cat.
Rehoming. Like you took it in to get restuffed.
Rehoming. You're like a homie from the hood.
Yeah.
Yo, where my tail at? Where my tabby's at?
No, it's meow, 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 where my tail at?
Meow, 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 meow.
So I went to my friend who's taking the drive with me, and I had never gone to her house yet, so I had the directions, and I was looking at the house numbers. So I'm taking it slowly because there's this big hill, and I turn the corner, and I'm looking at the first number, and her house number's 20, but that one's 22, but I didn't see that until I was like, okay, so I passed the house, and then the house in between is 22A, who would have known? And then I get to her house. Well, as I'm pulling up to her house, I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and this truck that I had noticed was following me down the rather steep hill before I made the turn.
Tom found you.
Yeah, I know.
Tommy's coming.
There's a pair of people. Apparently the woman is driving, and the guy's in the passenger seat, and he is flipping me off and carrying on. And then she, like, pulls into the street and then backs into the driveway, and he's staring at my car and flipping me off the whole time. And I'm like, what? I paused for a millisecond in front of their home, making them have to wait for a second to pull into their driveway. And they went fucking nuts. And so when my friend came out, I said, what's with the, like, violently angry people?
Well, you know what it might have been? You know what it might have been? They might have been having a fight, and, like, they were about to escape being encased with each other, and then stupid can't move her ass, and you left them in hell, so they took that anger that they had at each other, and they focused it on you for prolonging hell.
So it was like when Joanne and I tried to go out to dinner a couple of months ago and couldn't make it 5 miles, I turned the car around and headed home, and if I tried to pull in my driveway, there was somebody there trying to decide what house number they were looking
for. Yes, if Pip had car blocked you. Yeah. Yes. So you can understand what, if this was the scenario.
I figured the guy must have explosive diarrhea.
Either way,
you know,
you're a pain. Move it. That's fine. Well, you got to go and get it moving. This is your fault because you did not hook up the GPS you bought 4 years ago.
Oh, God. I know. I didn't even stop. I paused.
The roads are all gone now. You need a new GPS.
I didn't even go into, like, neutral or first gear. I was still in second gear cruising past.
Well, how long were they, you know what? How long were they behind you at this slow pace?
Like, seconds.
Seconds in your head or seconds in the real world?
No, no,
because
no.
Here's the thing. When you're
I would own up to it if I had, like,
when
sat
you're
there
the
and
person,
looked around.
When you're the person going slow, it seems fine.
Yeah.
But when you, and I've done that too. We all do it. But when you're the person behind the slow person and you know where the hell you're going, then the person in front needs to get the hell out of the way.
It was.
Grab a mop. Grab a map, Grandma.
But this, like, like flipping me off for like an hour, like
maybe she heard, maybe they heard the show.
Well, I would accept that
they
flipping
flip
off.
You off.
And flipping off is a little excessive.
He was yelling and flipping me off with both hands.
I think something was going on in that car.
Look, last week I'm trying to head up my street. And there was some guy lollygagging down the main road.
I'm sure he called it driving.
Yeah, he's lollygagging, and I'm like this pesky slow shit to a tin horn prick. You get going. Now he turns on my street and he has to lollygag up the street. And I'm like, oh, for Christ's sakes. However, I didn't flip the guy off. I didn't curse at the guy.
I deal with this all the time. Because the radar detector. I know where the cops are for the most point. And, you know, going through Sugarloaf where we've all gotten tickets on the way to my... So people bring it down to a crawl. The speed limit's 30. I'm like, fuck it, we could do more. But fine.
Hey, if you got nothing else better to do on a Tuesday than bullshit with the judge, fine, go through.
But then the speed, after you get through that town, it goes up to 40 and to 50.
Yeah.
And if people aren't doing that, I'm getting annoyed because the finish line is right in front of me. I got less than a mile to go. Let's go!
I get really
irritated. I don't even have to pee. I just want to get home to my clutter.
When I'm getting driving to work in the morning, sometimes people are going 10 miles an hour below the speed limit.
You've complained.
I am enraged.
So then you were that person. Let it go.
I do understand, but I'm not flipping them off and screaming at
you're
them.
Not as bold.
I guess not.
So we were talking about being loners. So I got really, not depressed, but I realized this loning thing of mine has really reached a new pinnacle. Because I watched the Super Bowl by myself again, and now I got loser sports radio guys saying, if you're watching the Super Bowl by yourself, you really need to reevaluate. I'm like, I never thought about it like that.
What? No.
Because I didn't get invited to a Super Bowl party, and I haven't been in, I did last year, but a lot of times I stay home. I don't know why, because I don't feel like driving, because I'm lazy, maybe. And I'm happy in the basement, but I wasn't in the basement this time.
Oh, that's why.
No, the family was fun. They let me watch. I said, listen, you guys have had the TV all day from 6 to the end. It's mine. And they were great about it. You know, the wife was sitting there on the iPad, not bothering. But again, I can't scream like an asshole, because my wife's there.
Right.
You know, like, you can't really scream like a loser at the television or a black person at a movie because there's people there. You're gonna say, I wanna scream. I wanna tell the black girl, don't go in there, there's a killer. But I can't. But that's not their fault.
No, it's not. And that was more, these losers saying that you have to reevaluate hit you because you're uncomfortable in your own space. Now, if you were sitting down in the lounge portion of the chairs downstairs.
I still think I would feel like a loser.
Would it really
bother you? I think it's gotten to that point because I really don't have a lot of friends anymore.
But here's the deal. At a regular, I'm used to Super Bowl parties at a compound where it's a big, spacious place and there's plenty to do.
Yeah.
Now,
Except watch the game.
I really didn't watch most of the game. I was pretty much singing and drinking Jaeger shots. But
see, I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't watch the game.
Yeah, but you see, here's the deal. That's the compound. Now, at a regular Super Bowl party at a normal house.
Yeah, a normal house. It must be underlined.
I used to like sitting at my own house by myself.
Yeah.
Watching the Super Bowl because I got a big sectional sofa I could sit on, stuff like that. I got the TV. And the thing about it is like a regular house party, you go up to take a piss, somebody's got in your chair.
Yep.
You know, and then it's crowded and stuff like that. And I just got to the point where I used to like sitting at home.
There's a certain element of not even being invited. Now, I know, so I saw one of my Facebook friends actually put out a plea, who's going to invite me to their party? And I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, no.
You're not there.
I'm not doing that.
No.
So what I've done the last couple of years is I've kind of spent the Super Bowl on Facebook. And I've kind of like, I don't like
you
live
like live blogging.
I've like live commented on it. And there seem to be other people
well,
there.
That.
Yeah, so much so that you wanted to do a live show from the last year's Super Bowl. And I'm like, hell no.
No.
I'm at the compound.
I'm like, you know, they can come out here to watch football.
I wouldn't even want to be like at the – I mean, the compound's fine. If you want to have party and drink your face off, like 4th of July, it's a great time.
Yeah.
But like for the Super Bowl, I wouldn't want that. I want to watch the game.
Oh.
Like if I was Anthony, I would have like my close friends, like Joe and a few others over.
Yeah.
You know, like the handful of friends, and there wouldn't be this spectacle it is like all the other parties you throw. But that's not him. He's not that huge of a sports fan.
The Super Bowl party is in with the big parties, with the Labor Day party, the 4th of July party.
Right, but to me, it would be different.
Super Bowl party. Because mostly it's inside. I mean, everybody was inside.
Yeah. Right, I understand that. But those other parties, the guest of honor is booze.
Right.
Yes.
And we love the guest of honor.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl, booze is still there.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Booze is still invited, but there's another guest of honor.
Yes.
But whatever. So I live Facebook, and it seems to get a lot of reactions. So I decided I'd go through some, because I wrote some pretty horrible things. So, like, and a lot of people aren't my Facebook friend that listen to the show. So I thought we'd go through. It would be better if you guys watched any of the Super Bowl, like 75% of the country, but no.
No.
It was just breezing. I was having more
fun. I was breezing. Karaoke. Like your balls and boxer pants.
Singing karaoke and drinking shots.
So you know it's a big commercial thing.
Yes.
So one of the first things I posted was, you know the Matthew McConaughey commercials where he's in the Lincoln?
Oh. I didn't even know who it was at first.
Because you're not a chick.
I'm a Lincoln. And who the fuck are you? And why can't you talk like a normal person?
Those commercials suck. I expected a Lincoln Matthew McConaughey commercial. We did not get one, but I did not know this was at the very beginning. I posted, I'm rooting for Matthew McConaughey to crash his Lincoln. So already the anger was there.
Oh.
So did you guys see the Snickers commercial? This was a Brady Bunch one.
No.
Oh, you would have loved that one. They took the football thing with Marsha.
Oh, yes.
And they had, Steve Buscemi was in it. I'm trying to think who else was in it.
I love Steve Buscemi.
Oh, it was like an evil looking guy. I don't know who it was and everything. But
Steve Buscemi's brother.
No, I don't know who it was, but he's the one talking to Mike and Carol Brady.
Oh,
playing
God.
The Marsha line, and Steve Buscemi's playing Jan.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, Snickers always does a nice job with those commercials. So I just put Snickers pulls ahead of TurboTax on the power of the Bradys. The Bradys that aren't bitches. The Mike and Carol Bradys. A shot of Tom Brady.
Oh, got it.
Because it was a very good commercial. And the TurboTax commercial was very good. It was like a tea party thing. Except without Palin. So it was very good.
Oh, good.
But, then, you guys know that, Bruce Jenner's gonna have a sex change?
Is that for sure?
Oh, yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and don't worry, he's covering it, so we'll all be able to watch.
I know, I can't wait.
He's covering it.
He means exclamation point.
The network, because that's the one who shows the Kardashians.
They're supposedly doing, like, a whole, what is that, like a...
You know,
it's a reality show.
Like you said before,
reality show.
The whole world hates us, I know
why. I know, because we're like, we want to see this guy do a sex change. But I do.
Well, Kim Kardashian.
I do.
You can be, you and millions of others.
I have to admit it. I am like nakedly curious about this whole prospect.
Well, you'll get to see a lot.
Keep your clothes on about it.
No, the touching is easier when you're naked.
Well, did you guys see Kim Kardashian's commercial? Kim Kardashian had a commercial for Data. It was kind of cute, kind of poking fun. It's like, now you could like see me playing tennis and see me doing this. It was kind of cute.
Yeah.
So right after that, I wrote, I can't wait for Miss Bruce Jenner's commercial next year for Stay Free.
Oh, man. You know what was really funny is that I was reading up about Bruce Jenner's supposed...
That might be his new stage name.
Yeah. No, he picked the name Bridget, according to TMZ.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Hey, Bruce, wait till your nuts are cut off before you name yourself.
I'm not fucking call Bruce Jenner Bridget now.
Oh, I think
you will if you want to dance with her. You respect Miss Jenner.
How do you respect the country? Now you all call me Bridget. Oh, for Christ's sake.
I know. Well, the thing was...
Oh, Sonny, Chaz Bono. Was a Chastity Bono or something?
Yes.
Chastity went to Chaz.
Chaz.
People take it. You know, it's fine.
Aussie Smith. You ever notice that?
No.
But the article I was reading about Bruce Jenner doing the sex change said that, and I don't know if any of this is true, that he had consulted with his old pal, Dr. Renee Richards, who was the first transgender pro tennis player. And they showed a picture of Renee Richards from like maybe just a couple years ago, ooh, girlfriend looking rough. And I was like,
well, Bridget's
look like that?
He's already, Shim is already 65.
I know.
I mean, it's going to be downhill.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, I know. It, whatever he's, I mean, because the plastic surgery is already not working.
The hair looks lovely, though. The locks look nice.
Now, are you going to give him saggy breasts and nice print ones? You know,
why, Joe, does it make a difference when you motorboat her?
You figure, you know, he's 65, you might as well go with the flow.
Yeah, but you
or
know what?
Flop.
No. They're going to have to be nice pert ones because then when somebody motorboats her, they'll go, Bridget! And you need something to bounce off of.
You were saying?
Come on now, there's a picture.
All Crip needs to go is, am I right?
Who's that?
No, just deliver it, you know, after a joke, like a comic go, am I right, people? So, did you guys see the avocado commercial by the Mexican avocados?
No.
This was the best commercial out of nowhere. They had like a mock draft. So they had like a, and they had like Steve Young, I think, was in it. And they had like a, and Australia drafts, the kangaroo. And they have like various countries like drafting the animals that they're known for.
Right.
And it was just really, it was a really well done commercial.
That's funny.
So Mexico goes and we'll draft the, and Mexico drafts the avocado.
Avocado.
It was a great commercial.
Funny.
Out of nowhere. And I just put damn Mexicans stealing the Super Bowl commercial contest with their illegal avocados.
Yeah, but they make great guacamole.
I don't know if they're any better than the other one. We have California avocados. Now they had a couple of commercials featuring people with prosthesis.
Oh, wow.
Late fake legs.
These were some of the sad ones now.
You've heard about this. I don't know.
I've heard that there was a sad
ones.
Tone to a lot of
so, the commercials. So there was actually two during the Super Bowl, two different prosthesis commercials. So I just put, who had the overall commercials featuring prosthesis? I mean, yeah.
Really?
Because you know they have these crazy bets.
Yes.
I tell you, though, I was watching downhill skiing on mm-hmm. Saturday for a couple of minutes, and it was, I guess it was the handicap skiing. Because these guys had one leg.
Right.
And two of them fell. And he couldn't get up.
No.
And I was laughing my ass off. I'm sorry. That's so funny. You can't get up because you only have one leg. And
you're terrible.
Oh, my God.
But it was, you know, you felt bad for the, oh, my God, he fell. And he's having trouble getting up because he's got one leg. Asshole. He can't get balance.
Because he doesn't have life alert.
That's not funny.
And nobody's coming. Oh, if you saw it, it was. And he would try. No, I'm wondering why nobody's getting down there because I guess they're taking their time while they can land.
So what do you do? I mean, you're in a competition. Then do you just like tuck and roll, try to get down the rest of the hill?
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get up, but he couldn't get his balance because he had one leg.
I am stuck. Yeah. I need somebody to pick me up. Joe, bring the backdrop and another ski pole.
Yes, sir.
I think that, Joe, I'm going to be sitting on the bar stool next to you in hell because I would have thought that that was hilarious.
It was. I'm sorry. It was me. But, you know, there were two of them. One took a spill, and they're focusing on the one.
Yeah.
And the other one took a spill a couple of minutes later on a turn, and they're both trying to get up, and he can't get up. Meanwhile, the other guy lucked out. He could still go, so he just, like, he could do anything he wants. But nobody.
He uses him as a mogul. Uses the fallen leg as a mogul.
Nobody's running to get these two guys. So
you can't. It's a competition.
I guess so.
Yeah, but what do you do? Just leave the turtles, like
when everybody's passed.
But the thing was, and you said I don't have a heart, but after, like, about 3 minutes, after like, my balls up, it's like, all right, somebody pick him up.
Somebody go get them.
Joe's already had his fun. You know, after you toss the dwarf.
You gotta laugh. It's like when a kid gets hit in the head with a volleyball, you laugh your balls up and I go, all right, you all right, kid? You know,
not if it's your kid.
Well,
you gotta put a bandage on the dwarf's head and, you know.
So Pip alluded it to. They had some sad commercials.
Yeah.
Like Nationwide Insurance.
Yeah, what was the one about this when I heard about it?
The Nationwide had this this very sad commercial about this little kid. He's like, and I can't do this, and I can't ride my bike, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, because I died.
I know! I saw that on the
but
news!
Mommy and Daddy are getting a shit pile of money, because Nationwide is on your side.
It was such a bust!
Over it.
Yeah!
No.
A new convertible can't handle.
No.
Nationwide is on your side.
So it wasn't written by you.
Get in his convertible ride.
So glad they took out all those life insurance policies on my little body.
I died.
Can you imagine that? Peyton Manning just trots in next to the dead kid and hums it.
Oh, God.
Not, yeah, Peyton Manning. He's the one that does those commercials.
Who?
Peyton Manning does the nationwide commercials.
Oh, does he? Yes,
yeah,
yes.
He like, the chicken parm is my favorite.
You know, he's like singing everything to
the nationwide jingle.
And then, do you find yourself doing that later?
Not only did the
Bastards.
Child die, my hopes for the Super Bowl did too. Yeah. And little brother Eli's in the beginning
but
of
it was,
the season.
It was such a buzz kill. But
so
that,
out of touch with
but
what
that wasn't the only one.
Thing.
Then they had a domestic abuse one.
Yeah.
So I,
well,
I
that's obligatory because you know the plays have been beating the shit out of their wives.
Well, I wrote, yeah. I wrote, I'll see you dead kids and raise you domestic abuse. I'm going all
that.
In for one of those Truth cigarette commercials. You know, those like one of the, I can't you shouldn't smoke. You should take a bullet to the head. Who gave you a commercial? There's a young actress that could have your gig right now.
Oh God.
Were you getting likes on all this stuff?
Yeah.
Tom is going to hell with us because he says, Dad is pissed because Mommy is still crying in his new man cave. Hashtag nationwide.
Nah.
So what happened to the kid? He dead. Now, what was the whole point of the
kid's
kid?
Dead. He's a ghost.
But what's the whole point of it? What's
take
the
out
it
insurance.
The,
so
no, that wasn't the point of it.
He's dead.
That wasn't the point of it.
Oh.
The point, that this is what Nationwide said after they got all this criticism. They said the point was not to sell insurance, but to point out that most accidents happen at home. So they had like the flat screen falling on the kid, which can happen and everything. So they had like all these home that they wanted to
so
start a
show all this stuff happening to the kid.
Yeah, like, well, except it doesn't fall on the kid, but yeah,
like it was Sylvester the Cat and those fucking yeah. cartoons.
Yeah, it was like,
yeah, the kid shopped at Acme.
Yeah. Yes. Was the kid on a cliff and the cliff fell with him?
Yeah. Used up lives left and right.
Oh, I used to love that old gag when he'd be in a cliff and thing in the whole cliff.
And that chunk that you're standing on.
Yeah, stupid coyote.
Crimson Cat says accident prevention. Well, yeah, but I mean, it would have been hilarious if they showed all the different accidents happening. Like, the TV bonking off his head.
That's not hilarious.
Well, I mean, if it was one after the other,
it?
Like, they killed
Kenny. You didn't know where it was going. You just saw, like, all these accidents and the kid. And then the thing is, I think, as I recall, because they only showed it once, the closing thing is, because I died.
I saw that he's on like a little big wheel or something.
Yeah, he's like
he's
on a bike
right
or something.
But what they should have done was they should have had all like things involved in all the commercials try to kill him. Like he gets run over by a shitload of Clydesdales and stuff like, a beer wagon.
Like Kenny.
You know, and the puppies pounce on him and stuff.
Oh, here was one I forgot. This one. Did you see the Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdales and the puppies? The last couple
of
years.
Yeah, they all ran over a dead kid.
That's terrible.
Oh my God.
No, but you know the past
Clydesdales killed Kenny. You bastards.
It's not a South Park episode.
No, I know, but that's why I'm laughing. I did not see the commercial, but I'm picturing you're saying, oh, they showed all the different ways the kid can die. I'm like, oh my God.
The last couple of years, the Budweiser commercials, they've been pulling at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
So this year was like how this little puppy and this Clydesdale horse had this relationship.
Oh, I'd cry.
Okay.
But that's what it's meant to do. And of course, the Cowboys.
I cry during the Super Bowl, unless I'm watching.
It's like some type
lose.
Of interspecies love triangle between the three of them. I don't know what the hell I was going
it's
on.
It's called friendship.
I guess. I can't relate. So this is what I wrote. Because it just annoyed me. Because they've been going to this type of thing for the past couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I go, when Budweiser does a Super Bowl commercial, it feels like a Cosby sexual encounter. Forced.
What, was the cowboy putting something in their feed? That's
yes,
right.
Eat this kibble.
That's not right.
Just see the cat, the dog, and the horse passed out.
You really got to get along now, especially since you killed that youngin' in the other commercial.
The horse's saddle is
related.
The horse's saddle is all askew. It's like kind of confused.
Little sneaker attached to the shoehorn. Where you been, boy?
Oh my God.
Little Ted's stuck on his shoe on the hoof. There's a piece of the Ted on the hoof. Stupid carpet.
There's like a shoelace hanging out of his mouth. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not chewing on it.
Chewing
Where'd
on
you get
it?
The shoelace, boy? I'm going to brush you down now. You had a rough
You look like you've been rode hard and put away wet.
Just like the youngin' you killed.
Pieces of him in the shoehorn.
Oh man!
You guys see the halftime show?
Yes.
No.
What'd you think?
It was interesting with the dancing sharks and stuff like
that. Hey, Joe, I'm a big star. Bet you thought I'd never get past your phone.
But the thing about it is now when Katy Perry took off, you gotta say, Katy Perry is pretty brave. Because if that was me, I'd be freaking out.
Well, I gotta describe what happened when she took off. It's not like she just left, like you take off after the show.
No, I mean,
she was like suspended in the air on this type of platform.
Okay.
High above the, not the stadium, but high above the ground.
Right.
So I don't know if you guys are wrestling fans, but I put a, you know who Owen Hart is?
No.
Yeah.
Owen Hart was a wrestler who they strapped at the top of the ceiling inside of the arena, and he was supposed to, like, come down.
Oh.
He did.
Fast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like a nationwide.
Oh, no.
So I put Katy Perry greater than Owen Hart.
But the thing about Katy Perry, now, if I was Katy Perry, see, I'm glad I'm not
Thank
Katy
God
Perry.
You're not Katy Perry.
Because I would give a lousy performance because I'm afraid of heights, so I'd be like, I'm a firework.
Yeah, we're back. We're
oh,
back.
Okay. They're yeah. hearing us now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how long
you.
Was that for? Like a couple seconds?
A couple seconds. They didn't miss much because it popped up.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, you didn't miss much. No. Tom said, who unplugged the show? And it was like, oh, okay.
All right. So I'll go back. So I said I was really impressed with the medley of songs that Katy Perry put together. It was all the greatest hits. She had Lenny Kravitz. She had Missy Elliott. There was a lot of dancing, a lot of costume changes. It was quite the spectacle. And for my money, I'll take that over, like, when they trot out The Who or even my favorite band, Aerosmith. Or it's just more appropriate for the Super Bowl.
I think you're right. Usually because they put on this grand smorgasbord of entertainment. And sometimes it's like, really? What are they doing here? But the Katy Perry thing was pretty cool. You know, she caught there was a lot of flack. She was catching a lot of flack.
For covering up her breasts for the first song?
Well, no, but before she even the Super Bowl even started, people were saying that it's going to be a bust, it's going to stink.
They always did that. They did that with Bruno Mars last year, and Bruno Mars did a great job.
But people are already. I mean, there's one thing to sit at home on your ass and do nothing and be a Monday morning quarterback.
Hey! I'm sitting right here.
I'm sorry. Damn, why didn't you tell me you were still listening, Joe? No, but I mean, now people are just talking about in the future. Yeah, that show sucked. It didn't happen yet. Calm down. No,
but they said it last year about Bruno Mars, and I'm not a Bruno Mars fan. I like Katy Perry more than Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars did a great job last year.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw it last year?
Yeah, Bruno Mars. Yeah, it was good memory. But the thing with Katy Perry, I mean, it was really good. She comes out with that cat looking thing.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, Lenny Kravitz. And then when she took off, and she, you know.
She's flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's flying.
That's pretty neat.
That was pretty cool. I never saw that before.
I think the sharks might have been a little lame. I don't think we need dancing sharks, Joe. That might, it turned.
Like I was the choreographer. You know?
No, but you pointed out the dancing sharks that you thought that was cool.
Because they were so stupid, they were funny. I'm like, oh,
apparently you're the demographic retarded 50 something.
We're making Jaws references.
Did you wear your Jaws shirt?
No, you can't go under the stage.
Did Sharky enjoy that part of the show?
Oh, he loved it.
He chimed in with the medley along. But you know what? I'd rather see these young pop stars who have a lot to offer than trotting out. Because like when Aerosmith did it years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Aerosmith's my favorite band, they trotted out. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, and I was just like, really?
Really?
Now, I don't mix the pop stars with the rock legend.
Keep it separate.
Yeah.
Keep it separate. You know, I don't need to see Rush and Justin Timberlake.
Well, they're Canadian.
I don't think
we will see Rush.
Well,
you know, I think that they're trying to go and cover, you know, several demographics, but I don't understand.
Go for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
You know, and that means I don't want to see Madonna either.
No, I want to see if there's a mashup and it works. I'm like, that was cool. But if it's a mashup and it's bad, oh, nothing's more embarrassing.
I was very impressed with Katy Perry.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I have two of her albums, so hey.
I was talking to the girls in the chat before the show, and they were saying not enough Lenny Kravitz, especially shirtless Lenny Kravitz.
Because they're horny.
Yes, my horny girls.
But it's like us saying, well, not enough cleavage, Katie. It's the same type of thing.
Right,
Everybody likes a little cheesecake.
Same thing. We like beefcake. We're not shy.
But I tell you, Madonna, like Madonna, every time Madonna performs now, it's like, put clothes on, Nana.
Yes. Yes, I'm kind of embarrassed for her.
Yeah.
I think she wants to be called Madge, not Nana.
Madge.
Yeah, but
Madge is an old lady that you're the palm olive.
Yeah, yes.
No, you're soaking in it.
Yes.
Really? The Korean lady never would do that. No, use this plastic lotion here. Madge, no, she no good.
Oh, please, you're just happy not to get some kind of infection from the Korean place. So,
yeah, well, you're getting your nails done, not fucking them.
No. You don't know any infections you get from nail places that aren't clean?
I don't know.
Disgusting.
I don't get my nails
horrible
did.
Things that you should only get in Vietnam in the trenches, like trench foot from you know, being in the jungle and not getting dry socks. You should not be getting the shit that you get in nail places.
All right, so they did a did you guys hear about this one? They had this whole like a girl thing. It was about bullying. Like how these boys, like, oh, you run like a girl, you throw like a girl.
Oh, yeah.
You see, you know what I'm talking about? That was like, it was an anti-bullying thing.
So they show
like a boy like kind of making fun of like throwing or running like a girl. And then they show the girl actually doing everything. And they talk about how it really drops a girl's self-esteem.
Yes.
During the teenage years.
Yes.
That was the whole thing.
Hey,
so
you fight like a girl, throw like a, you know, it should have with my commercial. Oh, have the guy land him on his ass and go, oh, you fight like a man.
Yeah, but you didn't get asked. So I wrote, I said they should ask Bruce Jenner what it means to run like a girl.
He's still learning.
He'll, no, I mean, he's an Olympic athlete.
I know.
Yeah, he knows how to run like a girl.
Wait, he knows how to run. Now, whatever gender he's running at, Jenner.
I'm assuming he's going to run better.
You think?
Yeah, he won't have those things getting in the way.
65, he's not going to run at all.
He flies helicopters.
Does he?
The little toy ones.
He's going to be running from the paparazzi because they are not going to leave his ass alone now.
Of course, he's coming out as Brenda or whatever.
Bridget.
Then they did. Then they had a cancer commercial.
Oh, man, what a party.
That's kind of what I wrote. I wrote, fuck
it's like,
you.
Start the party now. Cancer commercial.
No, that's what I wrote.
Bully commercial. He started bullying on the cancer.
I wrote, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, cancer. I almost forgot about you. Glad to see you can make it for a commercial.
Oh, my God.
It's just so depressing.
It was really the Debbie Downer Super Bowl.
It really was.
Man.
Then I wrote, Ray Rice's wife takes a hit better than Tom Brady.
Ooh. Yeah, apparently the domestic violence commercials just kind of went right over your head.
I'm surprised the Acme casket lid company didn't give it. Yes.
Really?
Did you see the NFL commercial where they had everybody screaming, even the My Little Pony, like, and it, like all these different things, like stars are, and they go, it goes, we make the NFL. So I wrote, we make the NFL, concussions, cheating, domestic abuse. Well, we aren't using that commercial, guys.
Yeah, those are the hashtags that were trending at that moment.
Did you see that? I guess you guys didn't see that. There was a Morphe one. Some type of like, I think it's like a battery for cell phones or something.
Morphe?
Yeah, and it like shows all these weird things like pigs flying, a man walking a dog, like a priest looting and everything.
I thought I was just having a flashback.
No, it shows all these, it was a really cool commercial. And then like they flash up to like heaven and there's like a black man as God and everything. And it shows like his battery, it was running low on his cell phone, like the earth is his cell phone. It's like God only knows what happens when your battery runs low. It was actually very well done. So I wrote, a black guy is God, LOL. Even more improbable than drafting a Mexican avocado.
Oh, man. Now, you know what? What's the name of the actor who played God in the second movie about?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. You know? That was
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan
yes.
Freeman.
Yeah.
And God answered.
Yes. Thank you, God. That was totally believable to me. I would take that.
So, of course, the Patriots won.
Oh, boy, if you're a Seahawks fan, you should be pissed.
So I wrote, woohoo, celebratory butt sex for Aaron Hernandez in prison. Way to go, champ.
Oh, wow.
Because he's the tight end that's on trial. He's going to be on
anymore.
Trial for triple homicide.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
And triple homicide for what?
That's when you kill people.
How many
kids?
Who did he kill?
What was the story?
You don't know. He was on the Patriots. Okay. He was one. Him and Gronkowski were their two huge superstar tight ends until Aaron Hernandez got caught murdering people allegedly. So now he's in prison.
Who did he murder though? Do you know? Was it was it like his family?
No,
or
people
like...
he knew, and like he's still affiliated, I think, with the Crips or the Bloods or something. He's a bad dude.
Oh, I see. You know what Mr. Helix called the winning team?
What?
The New England Deflatriots.
Ah, I heard that a lot.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I didn't hear anybody saying that.
I wrote, ISIS gets to dress in Seahawks Super Bowl gear. Because you know how we always give the Super Bowl gear to Third Nations?
Oh, dear God.
So, you saw the end of the Super Bowl. Did you see Richard Sherman's face when that interception happened?
He wasn't happy.
He had a disgusted face. He also, his girlfriend is also very pregnant. She actually flew there. She's about to give birth any day.
Right.
So I wrote, Richard Sherman's face on the game-ending interception is the same one he'll make when his girl's baby comes out white.
Oh.
He looks so disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame him, though.
Everybody said, oh, the last play. Oh, my God.
It was terrible. I hear every time Tom Brady celebrates, a kid in a nationwide commercial dies.
Oh, man. Or an angel gets their prosthetic wing.
I'll end it with this one. You guys know what happened to Whitney Houston's daughter over the weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Ironic, don't you think?
That's a different singer. That's Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a little
ironic. Yeah, but it was.
Because it was compared to the mother.
Yeah, I mean, both in the bathtub.
It's not ironic. It's planned.
What do you mean?
How do you know? What are you, the lead detective?
You think it just happened?
Yeah.
No.
No, you think that she was trying to, like,
kill herself?
Do the same way that mom, the same way mom did?
Yeah, that's pretty much what everybody thinks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I wrote, this was the worst. Whitney Houston's daughter makes better decisions than Pete Carroll. And then I wrote, I even cringed at my brain for this one. Well, Pete Carroll decided to throw the ball when he should have run it with Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, no, it's the out. It's too soon.
There's no such thing as too soon.
Oh. He would have won that game.
Well, they would have had a better chance. Now, in Carroll's defense, Marshawn Lynch was only 1 out of 5 getting into the goal line in those situations this year. But, yeah, you would think
he'd
run.
He had two more plays. You could have done the run one more time.
Yeah, well, they didn't. Yeah. They didn't.
Fine.
Somehow somebody wanted the Patriots to win, which means you know the NFL's not going to admit that they cheated now. That's all gone.
Oh, no.
That is all, because there's no way they're going to have their world champs as cheaters. That has been decided.
They're just like, we're not talking about that anymore.
No, it's over.
No.
It's over.
No.
So, Joe, what's going on with you?
No, it was a fun weekend. I spent the Super Bowl at the compound. I was drinking and singing and karaoke.
So you're every weekend.
Yeah.
But I saw you on Facebook and you said, you know, the morning crew's done it again. I'm like, what is
they? They had the pre-Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
We had the Sunrise Club.
Yeah.
I worked Saturday at McGuire's. And then after the show, I headed over to the compound. The boys were playing poker.
Oh, I see.
And then I wound up staying there and I wound up sleeping on the couch there. Then going home. Then I did a couple of things that afternoon. And then I went back to the compound. I wound up sleeping there.
Get used to it.
Because the weather was so horrible. You know, I figured, look, the next day at work, it's going to be a miserable day, and we'll be wearing casual anyway, because we don't have to
work. Yeah, we're back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so anyway, when we last left it off.
Yes.
Yeah, I was at the compound and went to work. So we went home, and it started, the snow was just coming down. So I got home, so I woke up this morning, and it all iced up pretty much.
Yep.
I had to go to the edge of my drive. It's like 4 in the morning. I've got a fence bar. We call it a fence bar, which breaks roots, cuts through roots when we're digging holes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there chipping the front of my driveway away.
Is that crazy?
You know, trying to get it. Then I finally got it all done. And, I'm just sick and tired of winter. I've had it.
Well, Tom said that we don't get to hear about casual Mondays when Joe wears nipple clamps and tiaras.
Yeah, it's an image.
Yeah, well, that's
an image.
That's what Crimson Cat said. It's like, I need some brain bleach for that one. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
She posted the little emoticon of somebody puking.
That's the right one.
So it's like Crimson Cat. I wouldn't look that bad. I look pretty cute with nipple clamps and a tiara.
Yeah, you want to take a picture for the website? We'll let the people decide.
Don't push me.
Do it. I don't care.
That would work instead of the punishment song. Here's the nipple clamps, kids.
So what's going on with you, Pip?
Not much. I was just doing the same nonsense with trying to get in and out of the house in the snow. I mean, we didn't get that other storm when Joe got blasted. We didn't get anything like that, but we got enough that, you know, like everybody on my street was still digging out, and I had to freaking go to work. And
you went to work that day?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Blizzard day?
Was it Blizzard day? It was
the day when everything was shut down?
Yeah, it was shut down. No, I had to go in.
That's crazy.
I know. And so
there's a state of emergency, except for you.
No. It wasn't a state of emergency.
Yeah, Christy called a state of emergency.
No, not that day.
That was Blizzard Day. That was Tuesday.
I'm not talking about Blizzard Day. I'm talking about.
I just asked you if you were talking about Blizzard Day.
No. But the snow that just happened. What was it? Monday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
That was Monday.
Yesterday.
Oh my God.
I'm going to tell you about that blizzard. It was the blizzard of the blizzard of yesterday.
I know.
It seems like it was just yesterday because it was.
I've been working really hard at the day job, and the days are just all melding together. I don't remember. All it is a misery of work and snow. It's just one all stuck together. But I was down in the basement going, oh, God, you know, what am I going to wear? Because I don't want to wear it. I'm going to have to go in. I'm going to wear jeans.
You down, what, you down? Know? You keep your clothes in a basement? You get what? Are you grandpa from the Munsters?
No, well, you know that I was.
She has a basement.
Eddie, Lily, Pip.
Well, yeah, I had some clothes down there because you know that's where the laundry area is. So I go down and I'm looking for jeans because I'm not going to wear work clothes if I have to go in this misery.
Right, yeah, right. Better than coming in. I'm going to dress casual.
Yeah, so I look out the
Nipple
window.
Clamps for Pip too.
Well, you know what that is? That's not just for casual. I have dressy ones.
Those are dress-up clamps?
Yeah, they are.
Diamond studded?
Right. Well.
Sexy.
They're studded. Right. I don't know if it's diamonds. But I went down in the basement. There's a little window that looks out on the street. And I see this guy that is stuck on my hill in the snow because they hadn't plowed yet. And he's just going, rawr, 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 stuck there. And he's not going anywhere. Then all of a sudden I hear, wah, here comes the snow plow barreling down on this guy. And the plow stops and he's yelling out the window, hey, buddy, move. And he's like, I'd love to. I can't. I'm stuck here. So the plow goes around him and it comes back down the hill the other way. But the guy was smart enough that he somehow let himself roll down the hill.
Yeah.
And then he got onto the flat, just enough flat top to get going again. So that was like the great thing. But I was like, that was when I was supposed to be at work, is when the plow finally came on my street. So I'm like, damn it. Now I have no excuse. I have to go in.
Nah.
But the guy that comes and does our driveway and all that hasn't come yet. I'm not going to dig all this crap out when I know we're paying somebody to come and do it. And so I looked both ways, threw the car in reverse, and plowed backwards out of my driveway.
In your little
car?
Yeah. Well, that's where all that weight helps. Yeah, all the crap you stick in there.
No, I cleared it out.
Really?
Yeah.
That was poor planning. What, did you put it in my living room?
Yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
Yeah, thanks. Just pile it on all the other crap.
David's living room looks like Pip's car with wheels.
Yes.
It's not that bad, Joe.
But I had to bring the girls into the city to go see Cabaret, and so I had to get all the hoard out of the car. So I brought yet more stuff into the house. Mr. Helix was going to have a cow.
But instead he had six cats.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, let's take our first little short break, and we'll come back. We'll do some God or Lover. Haven't done that in a while. Oops, that's the wrong thing. Better listen to that. Listen to that.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.